This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Protesters hit the streets again in Myanmar on Thursday in Yangon and Mandalay, as well as other towns that have been hot spots for unrest. AP's Karen Chamas has details.
Crowds gathered in Yangon, Myanmar's largest city, chanting against the recent coup and violence that has killed many protesters so far. Despite the shocking violence the day before, demonstrators across the country were again met with tear gas. Footage from the protests of Myanmar's bloodiest day so far showed security forces shooting a person at point-blank range and chasing down and savagely beating demonstrators. The United States called the images appalling. The UN Human Rights Chief said it was time to end the military stranglehold over democracy in Myanmar. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Capitol Police want the National Guard to stay at the U.S. Capitol for now. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Law enforcement remains on high alert, and the National Guard is still patrolling on Capitol Hill. The Guard's deployment is due to end next week, but the AP has learned Capitol Police are asking that guardsmen stay another 60 days. Michigan Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin tells the AP while lawmakers do not feel totally secure in the building, there needs to be a more solid security plan built around Capitol Police and local partners.
We can't depend on National Guard for our security.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she has a draft of a security review done by a retired general, but did not detail what's in it. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A car bomb killed or injured a number of fighters traveling in a convoy of vehicles belonging to Yemen's main southern separatist forces in the city of Aden on Thursday. Officials gave no casualty figures. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. Breaking from other Southern Republican governors, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey extended her state's mask order for another month Thursday, but said the requirement will end for good in April. Following the recommendations of medical officials, Ivey said she will keep the mask order that was set to expire Friday in place until April 9th.
There's no question that wearing masks has been one of our greatest tools in combating the spread of the virus. That, along with practicing good hygiene and social distancing, has helped us keep more people from getting sick or worse, dying.
At the White House, Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the Biden administration continues to urge people to continue wearing masks.
We're at about day 40. Are we at day 40? Around there. 60 more days. That's what he's asking, and he's certainly hopeful that businesses and people across the country will continue to do that.
The governors of Texas and Mississippi have said they will remove mask mandates and reopen their states, even though coronavirus infections have not dropped below recommended thresholds. The majority of COVID-19 deaths worldwide have been in countries where many people are obese. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
The report, which described a dramatic correlation between countries' COVID-19 death and obesity rates, found that 90% or 2.2 million of the 2.5 million deaths from the pandemic so far were in countries with high levels of obesity. Olivia Barata Cavalcanti is a doctor and director of science and programs at the World Obesity Federation.
So this is not exactly surprising. The surprising part is that governments haven't really acted on obesity until now. So now we have this perfect storm of obesity pandemic and COVID-19 pandemic.
The study analyzed the COVID-19 death figures from Johns Hopkins University in the United States and the World Health Organization's Global Health Observatory data on obesity.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits edged higher again last week, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Labor Department reports 745,000 people filed initial claims for jobless aid, an increase of 9,000 from the previous week. It's a sign many employers continue to cut jobs, despite evidence that the overall economy is improving. All told, 4.3 million Americans are receiving traditional state unemployment benefits, and when you factor in supplemental federal unemployment programs set up to soften the economic blow of the coronavirus pandemic, an estimated 18 million people are collecting some form of jobless aid. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.